If you read us back in closed session, please.
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened in closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by Coburn Town Council. Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devontae Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, thank you all. We're back in open session. Is there any action resulting from closed session? Okay, hearing none, last item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
I just wanted to ask Jimmy, did he check on that 10 horsepower motor that I showed him, that Gov Deals had it there? It was a brand new motor.
I did. I saved it to my favorites, and sorry I never got back to it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I wish we could have got that.
Yeah.
It'd been good for that pump station there at Powerstown.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much it went for.
$1,155.
That's still good.
Okay, anything else? Mr. Collins.
Oh, no.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Mooney.
I'd just like to say to town employees, keep up the good work. I'm excited at all the things that are happening within our little town. I know it's been a very long, hard road, and we're still not nowhere close to where we need to be, but we are making positive progress. And so I just want to thank our employees for everything that they do, as well as my fellow council members.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Steele.
Ditto to what Devontae said.
Okay. Mr. Steele.
It's always the same. I appreciate everything that everybody does that tries to keep this town moving in the forward direction. There's been a slow moving train, but it is moving and it has been forward. And I'm excited to see the businesses that will be opening here in our near future. Just awesome things. Let's keep it rolling. That's all.
All right. Thank you. Ditto to what everyone else has said. Cliff, also, good job with the fire department doing the food drive. I think that's something that's really needed in this community. There's a lot of people that are affected with COVID and other issues. I've also noticed today on the news prior to the council meeting that the center in Coburn, what's the name of the thing that Mary Beth Adkins runs? Anyway, they received a substantial amount of money recently, I think to the tune of about $200,000 to aid with rental people are owing in arrears. That's a great thing for people that need that. And Jimmy, I know that you've been diligently working with the water issues. I know there's some money available for people to use there, and I think you had mentioned to me earlier in the week that you were going to maybe contact a few people that may be able to take advantage of those programs that are out there and money that's available to them to take care of their bills that are in arrears. Everybody keep the good work up. Sorry I won't see you guys at the workshop, and I'll see you guys back in April in person. And I think we've got a lot accomplished tonight. Motion to adjourn.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Before we adjourn, I got one question. Hey, only over on the ball fields, when do they expect to have a ball field ready to go?
You would have to talk to Marcus.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how involved y'all was with it after Marcus got involved, if it was if you had it, knew any deadlines or anything on it or anything. I'm just wondering out of curiosity, because it cleaned it up, looks a lot better. Also, when about the food we may
as far
be
as I know now, he's getting ready to do the first field.
That's good. Also, on the food drive, there's a real chance it won't be too far in the future that we will be able to do another one of those.
Great.
So that's
If you will, whenever you do that, let everyone know that, because I actually didn't know until I drove by. And, you know, I know everybody on council has got a lot of people that, you know, are friends with them on Facebook. Maybe we can get the word out there a little bit better also. But, you know, anytime you guys do something like that, it's a great help to everyone. Keep it going.
Okay. Well, they was a reason behind the close notice on that, because we didn't know exactly when the truck would be here. And people that actually give us the food wanted to target Coburn for the most part.
Great.
Because they were telling me that if you put it out 3 or 4 days in advance, you'll have people from Big Stone and Lebanon and Clintwood or wherever will show up and in droves to get this stuff. And the idea of only putting it out 4 or 5 hours in advance was that it helped target Coburn. To try to make sure that's what they were trying to do, was help the people in Coburn right in front of second, rather than having these people that run to everything and pick up everything if they can, that hopefully they could target more Coburn people than have it such widespread out, was what the idea was.
But, all right. Get all of it in here you can.
All right. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, guys, we're adjourned.